All right, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this Tuesday, January 22nd, public meeting of the Board of Garrett County Commissioners. Welcome to everybody. If everyone please stand with me and recite the pledge, and then Commissioner Titchener will lead us in the invocation.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Bow with me for a word of prayer. Precious and almighty, loving heavenly Father, Lord, we just come to you today thanking you for this beautiful day that you've given us. And Lord, we just continue to ask your guidance and direction in everything that we do here and everything that's said and done. We continue to praise you and glorify you for all that you do for us. All this we ask in your precious holy name. Amen.
Please be seated. Mr. Knoll, any additions, deletions, corrections, public meeting agenda?
No, sir, there are not.
Hearing none, we have a motion to adopt the meeting agenda.
So moved.
We have a motion, we have a second.
Second.
Motion is second. The agenda is approved by mutual consent. Everybody got a copy of the minutes in advance of the meeting. Are there any additions, corrections, or concerns of the minutes? Hearing none, do we have a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
We have a motion, we have a second.
Second.
Motion is second. Minutes are approved by mutual consent. We have a very light public meeting agenda this evening. The only thing on the agenda is a public hearing for proposed amendments to the county's floodplain management ordinance. And before I turn it over and move into public hearing with Jim Torrington from the Department of Permits and Inspections, I need a motion to close the public meeting and open a public hearing.
So moved.
We have a motion to close the public meeting and open a public hearing. We're now in a public hearing. Jim, it's all yours.
Evening. I want to preface the amendments by saying that in November of 16, we received notice from FEMA of the requirement to update our flood management ordinance to restrict the limit of accessory structures in the 100-year floodplain to 600 square feet or less. The memorandum basically said if we have a change to our flood study, an update to flood mapping, or a change in federal regulations, we were required then to go ahead and amend our ordinance. So lo and behold, in January of 2017, we received notice of update flood mapping of the North Branch of the Potomac River in the vicinity of Baird, West Virginia. This will now go to publication February 1st of 2019, and they will become the new flood mapping area down there on the North Branch of the Potomac River. It's a detailed study, meaning that the federal government has calculated the heights and elevations of the 100-year flood. So therefore, In proposing the amendments to our flood management ordinance, of course, the major one is limiting the size of accessory structures in a 100-year floodplain to 600 square feet or less, and not permitting that as an application to our flood appeals board to allow for a variance from that standard. So, going forward, our ordinance will not permit anything in the floodplain, accessory structure in the floodplain, greater than 600 square feet. There are a couple other amendments that some homework we wanted to do. We are changing a couple dates in the ordinance. One, to show the last effective date of our ordinance, which was October 2nd of 2013. Also to change the date in the newly adopted ordinance to an effective date of February 1st, 2019. There's also an update to the historical structures definition, an update to include a conditional letter of map revision based on fill, a change to the flood administrator. As you know, I'm currently the flood administrator for the county, Director of Permits and Inspections. I'll be retiring. So moving forward, we propose to name the watershed coordinator within the Department of Planning and Land Management as the new floodplain administrator, effective February 1st. We also have proposed and have been endorsed by the Mayor's Association here in the county to increase the elevation requirement for any new structure in the floodplain from first floor from 1 foot to 2 foot above the 100-year flood elevation. I have met with the Mayor's Association. As many of you may know, we, the county, administer the town's flood management ordinances. And they actually have adopted our ordinance. So I do have an endorsement letter here that I'd like to give the commissioners from the Mayor's Association. To date, I have not received any other comments concerning the amendments to the ordinance. And I would ask that the commissioners approve these amendments to be effective February 1st of 2019.
Are there any questions from the audience?
Earl, I start with the realtors. What is the definition of accessory structure?
An accessory structure is accessory to the principal structure on the property. Could be a garage,
like
a shed,
or something like
that kind of thing. It's funny, FEMA does not define accessory structure. They define an appurtenant structure, which in my mind is the same definition, but it's the federal government, so we've kind of butted heads on that. At any rate, basically, they have not wanted us to allow larger structures in the accessory structures in the 100-year floodplain.
Thank you.
Any other questions on this issue?
If I may, just for clarification, the 100-year floodplain really affects a small portion of the county. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Most of the major streams in the county have a associated 100-year floodplain.
Right.
Many calculated, many approximated. And we, the county, regulate only those streams that are shown to have a 100-year floodplain.
Correct.
By the Federal Emergency Management Agency.
Thank you.
Yep.
Anyone else?
So do you have any concerns about any of the changes that are being proposed? I mean, you're proposing them, so I assume that
you... Not at all. I think the change from the 1 foot requirement to the 2 foot requirement gives us a little wiggle room based on some of the recent rain events we've had, some of the discrepancies we've seen in the flood mapping. As well, I think for those that would build in the floodplain or put an addition on the floodplain, their flood insurance premiums would be considerably less if they build 2 foot higher than the 100-year floodplain. So that's what our recommendation was.
This 2 foot, you can still have a basement, but it has to be...
No basement.
No basement.
No basement.
So it has to be on a crawl space?
Correct.
Okay.
That's all I...
Anyone else? Thank you, Jim. At this time, I'd like a motion to close the public hearing and reopen the public meeting.
So moved.
All right, we have a motion. We are now back in the public meeting, and the public hearing is closed. So the next item on the agenda is the ordinance itself, the Garrett County Floodplain Management Ordinance, and the request of the commission is to amend our current ordinance with the amendments that Jim proposed in the public hearing. So are there any questions before we get into that? Hearing none, the Garrett County Floodplain Management Ordinance, an ordinance of Board of County Commissioners of Garrett County, Maryland, a body politic and corporate and governing body of Garrett County, Maryland, heretofore known as the Board, in accordance with the provisions of the Code of Federal Regulations, amending the provisions of Chapter 151 of the Code of Ordinances of Garrett County, Maryland, the same being the Maryland Code of Public Laws of Maryland, Article 15, the County Code, accepting amendments to the Garrett County Floodplain Management Ordinance, acting with the advice and assistance of the Department of Planning and Land Development and the citizens of Garrett County. Whereas the board pursuant to the Code of Federal Regulations 44 CFR Section 60.3 and the provisions of the state code has determined after input from the Department of Planning and Land Development and after review of public comments and the information presented at the public hearing has determined the flood management standards established by the federal government as amended are necessary and desirable to promote the health, safety, and welfare of the citizens of Garrett County. Do I have a motion to adopt the amendments as proposed in the floodplain management ordinance?
So moved.
We have a motion. We have a second.
Second.
Motion and second. Question on the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, sir.
What date are you retiring? Did you set a date for your retirement yet?
28.
You have to get up in the morning and drive up here once in a while just to...
Based on our exercise today, I'm making that.
There's that. Okay, just a quick announcement. The next meeting will be here Monday, February the 4th at 4 o'clock. Are there any questions or comments from the public? Yes, ma'am.
Who did you appoint to the boards a few minutes ago? Those health advisory?
Yeah, I can get you that information.
Yeah, could you send that to me, please?
Sure.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Hearing none, we have a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Meeting adjourned. Thank you all.
I think that is a record.
Record.
Thanks,
It wasn't for that order.